News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kane. On this back to work Tuesday, heading for high in the 90s once again. 72 now at our studios. I do want to land the plane there on the very important research done by people with white lab coats on and probably mustard stain. As today is National Hamburger Day, and we're celebrating by, well, eating hamburgers, right?
Yeah.
So they ran through a survey here. 1,000 Americans surveyed on our burger eating habits. Favorite burger topping is
ketchup,
cheese.
Oh, of course,
cheese.
Cheeseburgers.
79% of Americans like it on their burgers. The rest of the top five are lettuce with 71%, tomatoes 66%, onions 58%, and pickles 54%. They didn't ask about condiments for some reason in this, because it's bad, flawed research. Favorite type of cheese to use on the burger? American.
Of course, yeah.
But just barely, because 66% said American cheese, 65% like cheddar, 43% like Swiss.
Where's Pepper Jack stand?
40% like Pepper Jack.
Okay.
I love Pepper Jack on everything.
I do too, but that's a higher number than I was expecting.
I'd like to put Pepper Jack on Pepper Jack.
Yeah.
And 31% said they like provolone on their... it's okay, but I mean, if I could have Pepper Jack.
Yeah.
Five favorite hamburger chains. McDonald's number one. Five Guys number two. Wendy's number three. Burger King number four. And Steak and Shake number five. And according to the survey, the five cities... now, I think this is bupkis here. The five cities that love burgers the most... Seattle, number one. Philadelphia, number two. Boston, number three. Baltimore, as they say it, number four. And Miami, number five.
Seattle, number one.
Yeah, come on. I guess.
It's interesting. I mean, I guess when they can get out and grill, we have more days of rain, right? They just have...
no, they have more days. We have more volume.
We have more volume. So when they're able to make it out to the grill, then Seattle.
They have a covered thing, looking at the evergreens, you know, over Puget Sound as they're grilling a burger or something like that. All right, so National Hamburger Day today. Y'all go grab a burger, maybe even now. All right, 7:10, time to check traffic in just a second, and headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the investigation continues into where more than $1 million worth of narcotics came from after washing up on the beach in Orange Beach. Visitors walking along the beach spotted the packages not too far from the Phoenix 10 condos off Perdido Beach Boulevard. Authorities believe that multiple packages of marijuana and cocaine were thrown from a watercraft and have been in the water for some time as barnacles are wrapped tightly around them. Now, over a 48-hour period, investigators say that on day one, 21 pounds of marijuana and a kilo of cocaine appeared. And then the following day, another 38 kilos of cocaine were discovered. According to our news partners at WKRG, the Orange Beach Police Department, they are currently working with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as well as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard Investigative Services here in Mobile. This morning, we now know the name of the pedestrian involved in a fatal accident Sunday evening. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 45-year-old Elva Cook McQueen of Chickasaw was walking on Jack Williams Road in Mobile County when she was hit by a vehicle driven by Sherry Litchfield, 56-year-old from Wilmer. McQueen was transported to a local hospital, but she died as a result of her injuries. The driver was not injured. At this hour, charges have not been filed, but this investigation is still ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man in Mobile has been arrested and charged with murder. 42-year-old Jason Cooley was taken to Metro Jail about 2:30 this morning. He is the suspect in a shooting that happened on Magnolia Road in Mobile last night. Police say Cooley shot his girlfriend, Selwanda Pugh, in the stomach three times during a domestic dispute, killing her. Pensacola police are looking for more than one suspect in connection with a deadly drive-by shooting at the Platinum Club early Monday morning. Police say more than 40 shots were fired from three different weapons outside the club on North Palestine. Halifax Street. A woman was hit and died. One man was shot in the leg. Pensacola police say the woman was not the intended target. A 21-year-old man drowned after being caught in a strong rip current. It happened at the Gulf Shores Public Beach Monday afternoon. First responders tried to save the man. He was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center where he died. The victim wasn't the only one caught in the strong current. Two others had to be rescued. Yellow flags were flying in Gulf Shores at the time, indicating moderate surf and rip current risk. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The Daphne Public Library invites area teens to participate in the summer reading competition with the option of a general reading or a reading challenge. Completed reading logs entitle you to participate in prize raffles. Challenge guidelines and logs are available at the library or at the kickoff event Monday, June 3rd at the Daphne Civic Center. For details, call 251-620-2503. Sponsored by Friends of the Daphne Library.
Game one of the Stanley Cup Final in the books. Former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner has passed away, and the NCAA baseball tournament field has been revealed. 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NHL. We're in the Stanley Cup Final. The Boston Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2 to take a 1-0 series lead. The Blues took a 2-0 lead early in the second period on a goal from Vladimir Tarasenko, but the Bruins scored twice in the second to tie the game. Then 5 minutes into the final period, Boston's Sean Corrali scored the game winner.
Played on by Achari, and then Corrali wants to play the point. Chara flips one, then shrugged down off of Bennington. Strathmore there.
That's the call from Doc Emrick on NBC. Brad Marchand added an empty net goal for insurance, and the Bruins have now won 8 games in a row. Game 2 in the best-of-7 series set for Wednesday night in Boston. Some news from the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers announced yesterday the team majority owner Dan Gilbert suffered a stroke on Sunday, but is, quote, awake, responsive, and resting comfortably. The Detroit News reported Sunday that Gilbert had been hospitalized after suffering symptoms that are associated with a stroke. Then Quicken Loans CEO Jay Farner confirmed in a statement that Gilbert, quote, received immediate medical attention. Farner did not divulge additional details regarding Gilbert's health. Gilbert has served as the Cavaliers' majority owner since 2005. In baseball news, former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner passed away on Monday at the age of 69. Buckner was an All-Star and a Gold Glove winner who played in the major leagues for 22 years, but he's most known for an error in the 1986 World Series. The Red Sox were a strike away from beating the Mets in Game 6 of those 86 World Series. It's when Buckner let a bouncing ground ball pass through his legs and into right field. The Mets went on to win that game and then the series in Game 7. And Red Sox fans would never allow Buckner to live that error down. Yesterday, Buckner's family released a statement that said, quote, after battling the disease of Lewy body dementia, Bill Buckner passed away early the morning of May 27th, surrounded by his family. Bill fought with courage and grit as he did all things in life. Yesterday morning, the NCAA revealed the teams that will compete in this year's NCAA baseball tournament. 31 teams earned an automatic bid to the regionals by winning their respective conference tournaments. 33 teams were chosen at large, and the Southeastern Conference leads the way with an all-time tournament-tying 10 teams selected. Vanderbilt was named the number 2 overall seed in the regionals after they won this weekend's SEC tournament. Georgia is the number 4 overall seed. Arkansas is number 5. Mississippi State, number 6. Ole Miss Memphis number 12, and LSU number 13. All of those teams will host their regional tournaments. Then Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas A&M were also chosen as at-large bids to the tournament. The double eliminational regional tournaments begin this Friday. In the major leagues yesterday, the Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 5-4, snapping the Twins' six-game winning streak. The Yankees beat the Padres 5-2. Cody Bellinger hit his 19th home run of the year, leading the LA Dodgers past the New York Mets 9-5. Miami beat Washington 3-2. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati split a doubleheader. Colorado beat Arizona 4-3 in extra innings. Boston got the win over Cleveland 12-5. Oakland won their 10th game in a row 8-5 over the LA Angels. Seattle snapped a six-game losing streak with a 6-2 win over Texas. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 8-3, and Baltimore beat Detroit 5-3. It's 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center there at Moffett Road and Wilkins Road. Mobile Police Department are just wrapping up an accident without injuries. Good ride across the Bayway for now. Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. You've seen some radar in that area, but no new wrecks in roadways. You know, Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 to morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market, presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Run through what is going on in Montgomery in this last week of session. That's what it looks like. I mean, all the rumor mill has been that they will maybe even push it to Friday. Usually they're Tuesday through Thursday, but they may go till Friday and then shut it down for 2019. Some of the issues remaining this week, the budgets, Education Trust Fund and General Fund are, by recent standards, in decent shape, says Brian Lyman at the Montgomery Advertiser. Said they would provide raises to education, state employees, along with general funding boosts to agencies and programs. But legislators are still trying to decide how to provide further funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. You've heard the acronym CHIP that was mandated by Congress last year. Legislators must find $35 million to fund the program, which provides health insurance for coverage for children in households making up to 312% of the federal poverty level. Program plays a major role in keeping Alabama's rate of uninsured children low. Also, education budget with teacher pay raises is heading to the House. Now, for now, legislators are splitting the $35 million between the budgets, but the legislative leaders are expected to discuss that further in conference committees this week. House Speaker Mac McCutcheon also said a bonus for education retirees may come up during negotiation. He said it boils down to some line item issues, dollars for the Children's Health Insurance Program, and who's going to pay for them. Education governance is another discussion this week. This is interesting. State Board of Education, which is elected, and I've suggested in the past, maybe, folks, we don't do our best due diligence before we go vote for State Board of Education. Just see a name on there, and you know, people, some people do, but most people probably don't delve into that deeply, which brings up the question, should it be elected or appointed? Republican legislators are fast-tracking a constitutional amendment sponsored by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh that would replace the current elected State Board of Education with a body appointed by the governor, who would then appoint a Secretary of Primary and Secondary Education, replacing the current state superintendent. If approved, the measure would go to voters next March. Marsh said yes on Thursday it was a priority for the chamber. Current SBOE members argued the elected structure requires them to be responsive to constituents in a way an appointed board might not be. Marsh and other supporters argue an appointed board could help improve education outcomes, but education experts say appointed school boards appear to have less impact on scores than appointed superintendents. And medical marijuana looks like it's gotten traction, but not enough. The House is not going to move this. The Senate voted to allow the use of medical marijuana for certain conditions earlier this month. Looks like it does not have the support in the House. Instead, supporters expect a Senate version of the bill, sponsored by Senator Tim Belson out of Florence, to get altered in committee to create a commission to study the issue and develop regulations and a model legislation. But supporters insist they still could be on a timeline to make medical cannabis widely available by 2021 in the state of Alabama. And Lotto, well, so much for that. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh suggested last week that a lottery bill in the Senate passed earlier in the session remained a priority for the chamber. House leaders insist the votes aren't present to get the bill out of the House. State still needs to come up with a comprehensive plan to address violence in the state prisons. They think they will do that in a special session this late summer or early fall. Talk more about those issues coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The ADOC prison situation once again in the spotlight. This after multiple stabbings force a lockdown at the St. Clair Correctional Facility in Springville. On Saturday, three men were injured in two separate incidents in the same cell block. That's according to the Alabama Department of Corrections. That first incident had occurred around 5:15 Saturday evening. Two inmates with stab wounds were taken to an off-site hospital. One was returned to the prison infirmary, the other remained hospitalized in serious condition. According to the ADOC, a third inmate identified as a suspect, quote, was removed from the general population, and a knife was recovered at the scene. Then a few hours later, just before 1 a.m., an inmate was treated for stab wounds once again after a cellmate confessed to the attack and turned over a makeshift knife. The victim was in stable condition at a local hospital. ADOC says the facility is secure, and prison officials did lock down the involved cell block while correctional officers conducted their investigation. Mark your calendars as we're just a few days away from the Alabama State waters opening for shrimping. June 1st, that's the day. June 1st until the end of this year, licensed live bait dealers holding a permit for special live bait areas are reminded that an area beside the battleship Alabama south of the Tensaw River Bridge, north of a line from the north point of Pinto Pass to the northwest edge of Goat Island, and west of a line from the northwest edge of Goat Island to the eastern end of Tensaw River Bridge will be open from 1 hour before sunrise until sunset from June 1st through December 31st, 2019. Now, this announcement includes the areas of Mobile Bay, Perdido Bay, Wolf Bay, and Little Lagoon, and more. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, kids are out of school now. You can enlist them in identifying junk, gathering junk, and then making that appointment for Trey and the crew to come by and get rid of the junk. And it could be stuff that's up in the attic if you're you have to climb the ladder stair spring-loaded thing to get up there. But they can go do that for you. Or you got junk you physically just can't move. Big stuff outside, storage buildings, swing sets, they can get that as well. Or junk you don't even know where to take it. You know you can't put it in the garbage. You know you can't put it out for big trash. What do you do with it? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Just that easy to make an appointment, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I heard the story about the Everest climbers, you know, and another climber dead, another mountaineer died after summiting Everest, bringing the death toll for 2019 to 11 people. And so, and I think it was last year, year before, a physician out of Evergreen, I think they're or Georgiana won. They were up that way. They were summiting, died on their summit of Everest. Roland Yearwood, right? If I think that's right, who American physicist? Yeah, out of Georgiana, Dr. Roland Yearwood passed away. It's something that I watch documentaries on. It's not on my bucket list because I think it would be my end of my bucket list if
that
I did
would be
it.
The bucket.
There's some other summits here stateside that I definitely want to do some higher stuff, but Everest is not on that. But I watch with fascination documentaries on it. And you and I were talking this morning. One of the documentaries really stuck with me as people talked about that a lot of people will summit and then die on their way back down.
Mm-hmm.
So they're okay as much as you could be okay. They go up, but then they come back down, and that's when they succumb to the lack of oxygen and just the physical strain. I heard a conversation with a guy in a documentary that had a woman he'd become friends with in base camp, right? They were in different climbing parties, but he'd become friends with her in base camp. Guy is a physical specimen. Stude is like a mountaineer machine, mm-hmm. right? He said, I'm coming back down, and they're along the trail, and she's laying in the snow or whatever and can't get up and can't move and is barely breathing. He said, everything in my body wanted to pick her up and carry her back down. He said, the reason there are stuff and people left along the trail and all that, he said, I physically couldn't, he said, pick her up. He said, I couldn't even move her head.
Wow.
That the strength required just to move your feet. He said, you shuffle, you don't take big steps up there. You shuffle inch by inch going up. And he said, I couldn't even pick her up. She finally, good news is she came around and could get herself with a little bit of help of others, not picking her up, but just kind of guiding her, get her back down off the mountain, and she survived in this particular case. But this guy, y'all, I mean, he's like a mountaineer out of Colorado, guy's super fit. You watched him doing this stuff, and he said I couldn't have picked up a loaf of bread at that point, coming
wow.
back down the mountain. It's just, you know, the physical toll and the lack of oxygen and all that. Plus, have you ever seen on the documentaries how they cross the crevasses?
No.
Giant ice crevasses. They put down ladders, big sectional ladders, metal ladders, like you climb up to work on a house on. They lay those horizontally across the crevasses.
And now, walk.
And they have crampons on, right? The metal things on their boots. And they walk across a metal ladder.
That is some of these pictures are so unbelievable. So many of them up there trying to reach the summit that it looks like a line going into a Disney World ride of people going up to the very top of the mountain. Scary, scary
but
stuff.
But there's no big roller coaster back down.
No.
All right, Dr. Bill joins us, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The body of a Navy sailor will be flown into Pensacola. 21-year-old Nathan Castor of Milton was a missile technician on board the USS Alabama submarine in Bangor, Washington. On April 30th, he was involved in a motorcycle crash just 2 days after buying the bike. Castor was in a coma for 18 days before his parents made the decision to take him off life support. Nathan Castor will be laid to rest this week at Barrancas National Cemetery in Pensacola next to his grandfather, who also served in the Navy. This week, Alabama lawmakers could make changes to medical marijuana legislation. Instead of legalizing medical marijuana this session, the House Speaker expects a study commission to be created. The Senate passed the bill earlier this month. A public hearing will be held today. Alabama Senator Doug Jones is leading a new effort in Congress to help families of America's fallen service members get the benefits they say they deserve. The so-called widow tax blocks some 65,000 military widows nationwide from receiving full benefits from both the Pentagon and the VA. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Steal of a Deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 Long Gun Safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 Long Gun Safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
road.
Severe weather in the nation's heartland. The Arkansas River traverses through four states. Ed Lavandera is reporting from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We're along Riverfront Road. Much of it is already closed down because of the concern of the floodwaters and this river here already outside of its banks.
Overnight, a tornado ripped through Pendleton, Indiana, northeast of Indianapolis.
The whole town's devastated. Trees are down on almost every street in the town.
Eastward into Ohio, areas north of Dayton were hard hit by two twisters. ODOT snow plows were used to clean twisted debris from I-75. Well north of Cincinnati, residents are awakening to the damage in Salina, Ohio.
Really sad. And these people, you know, where do they go?
President Trump is on his way back to the United States after his four-day trip to Japan. The president and first lady are expected back at the White House this afternoon. On Wall Street, Dow futures are pointing higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Unlike the last time when shippers front-loaded cargoes to beat the tariff deadline, maritime research firm Drury says the unpredictability now is making it almost impossible to second-guess the best approach to minimize the damage from escalating U.S.-China trade tensions. Drury says if the tariff blanket rises to 25% for all goods, some reduction in demand has to follow. It adds that rerouting products via other places where final assembly takes place in far smaller markets can't replicate what China does quickly or cheaply. Some 77% of British commuters complain there aren't enough charging points for electric vehicles, according to a poll from BP. 21% say the lack of charging points prevents them from buying an EV. On the other hand, nearly a third of consumers say they already own or are ready to make the switch to an electric vehicle. The British energy company has rolled out more than 7,000 charging points across the UK. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 1065, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so tying a record for heat over the weekend, and you said, well, yesterday we got a big cool down by how many degrees?
By 5 degrees.
Oh, refreshing.
only 91 yesterday.
Oh, man, it's been hot. How's this week look?
Well, we're going to stay in the 90s all the way through the week. We do have some rain in the forecast, and we need it right now after these hot temperatures and very dry conditions have developed across the area. But looks like Friday, a weak cold front will be moving into Mississippi and Alabama. It's going to dissipate, but it will provide enough instability so that we'll see some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon on Friday. But as for today, some clouds around this morning, but it should become mostly sunny and look for a high of about 92 today. Tonight, down to 72 for the low, and then tomorrow, a sunny day and back up to 92 degrees. Now, for the rest of the week, Thursday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on Thursday, a high around 90. And as I mentioned, Friday, we've got a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the low 90s again. As for the weekend, well, mostly sunny. and temperatures in the low 90s and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
All right, and we edge ever closer to hurricane season 2019. What are we expecting?
Well, right now, the experts out at the Safe Place in Colorado, Colorado State University, they say about 13 named storms, and if that's the case, that'll be just slightly above normal, which is 11 to 12. National Weather Service is playing it safe. They have a range of 9 to 15. So that covers from low to high.
From 0 to 100 storms, we believe, will occur in 2019.
But it looks like it's going to be at least an average, possibly slightly above average in the way of named storms.
All right, Dr. Bill, we're glad you're watching that for us, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Kane's got our traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet David Friedman of High Performing Culture LLC. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
David Friedman was the CEO of a business that won a Best Places to Work award seven different times. He's passionate about intentionally developing your company's culture and not leaving it up to chance. When companies grow, David says, they're vulnerable to the culture beginning to erode as exposure to the company's founders and leaders gets rarer due to them being busier. Company cultures can be intentionally created and reinforced using a set of practices David spells out for us. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Spring Hill Avenue and North Ann Street. Also, Moffitt Road and Wilkins Road. Both those are going to be without injuries. Officers are on the scene clearing up wrecks. We've got a good ride, pretty quiet so far across the Bayway. Malbus and also Loxley checking in with light traffic and no wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:38 FM Talk 106.5. How hot was it over the weekend? You see that picture on the text line from John? Sends a picture of his burned bottom of his feet. He said, how hot was the sand Saturday on Dolphin Island? He had a foot burn on the what would be the coolest sand ever. Sugar white sand would be the coolest sand, and still
burning the feet.
And then what do you do? Then you're stuck. Got to get you some fling-flongs or some flop-flops or whatever we call them in our house. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Also, if you're planning to flee law enforcement, make sure to top off your tank first. Story out of what I call Little Florida, the state of Oregon.
Oh, yeah. They've
Oregon
got a lot
and
of
Washington
stories.
State both give you almost like a Florida level. By the way, I found you some Florida stories.
Good. I need that new cash.
Yeah, there's some good Florida stuff. But Oregon and Washington State have to be pretty close in the running to Florida with coming up with these kind of stories. 34-year-old Jeremy Thomas got into an argument with his stepfather, pointed a gun at him on Saturday in Crooked River Ranch, Oregon. Then he goes on the lam here. Stepfather, he shot at least one shot, didn't hit anyone. Stepfather called police. Jeremy and his girlfriend left with their 3-year-old daughter before police got there. But the cops put out a description of the vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze, and got a tip from a tow truck driver hours later. Turns out Jeremy was low on gas. So he broke into a barn, and he found a gas can. And he went and poured it in his Chevy Cruze. Guess he didn't see the red dye in the diesel. So shortly after he started driving, his engine seized up. Cops showed up there at the tow truck and arrested him, facing charges for menacing, pointing a firearm at another person, unlawful use of a weapon, possession of a firearm by a felon, you don't say. Plus, they tackled two burglary and theft charges for the diesel fuel he stole.
So he added to the charges.
And I would add on, too, wouldn't he get another? I mean, Oregon officials, he's using... And I'm guessing it was dyed diesel. I'm just guessing. If you broke into a barn, usually you would have off-road diesel in your barn. I have, a pair of Carhartts to show you, what the red dye looks like on your clothes all the time. So he would also get a ticket for using off-road diesel on road.
I think so.
Yeah, so
we need to call them and make sure they add that charge.
Just word to the wise. All right, 7:42, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're now hearing from that Mississippi lawmaker accused of punching his wife. You may recall, we told you last week how authorities say State Representative Doug McLeod was drunk and bloodied his own wife's nose after she did not undress quickly enough when he wanted to have intercourse. Representative McLeod says the incident has been misrepresented. The couple giving separate statements both mentioned about the fact that there were, quote, many fabrications and misrepresentations in the media. The Republican lawmaker says that he will speak further on the May 18th allegations once, quote, the process is complete. McLeod's wife is asking the public to, quote, reserve judgment and respect our family and our family's privacy. Representative McLeod is from Loosedale and represents George and Stone counties. He faces a simple assault charge. If you're looking for a new place to cool off and beat the summer heat, and it's not even summer yet, really, well, you need to head to the new splash pad here in the Port City. The City of Mobile introduced the new fun. It's called Spray Ground Express. They introduced the fun last Saturday, and it's been a big hit at Medal of Honor Park on Hillcrest Road. So if some in your group want to skip the water and just have fun at the park, this new splash pad is next to the Playground Express, which opened in the summer of 2017. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my
catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh my, I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man in Mobile has been arrested and charged with murder. 42-year-old Jason Cooley was taken to Metro Jail about 2:30 this morning. He is the suspect in a shooting that happened on Magnolia Road in Mobile last night. Police say Cooley shot his girlfriend, Selwanda Pugh, in the stomach 3 times during a domestic dispute, killing her. Pensacola police are looking for more than one suspect in connection with a deadly drive-by shooting at the Platinum Club early Monday morning. Police say more than 40 shots were fired from 3 different weapons outside the club on North Palafox Street. A woman was hit and died. One man was shot in the leg. Pensacola police say the woman was not the intended target. A 21-year-old man drowned after being caught in a strong rip current. It happened at the Gulf Shores Public Beach Monday afternoon. First responders tried to save the man. He was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center where he died. The victim wasn't the only one caught in the strong current. 2 others had to be rescued. Yellow flags were flying in Gulf Shores at the time, indicating moderate surf and rip current risk. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Game one of the NHL Stanley Cup Final is in the books. Former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner has passed away, and the NCAA baseball tournament field has been revealed. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the Boston Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2 to take a 1-0 series lead. The Blues took a 2-0 lead early in the second period on a goal from Vladimir Tarasenko, but the Bruins scored twice in the second to tie the game. Then 5 minutes into the final period, Boston's Sean Corrali scored the game winner.
Played on by Achari, and then Corrali wants to play the point. Chara flips one, then shrug down off of Bennington. Strathmore there, stays in front.
That's the call from Doc Emrick on NBC. Brad Marchand added an empty net goal for insurance, and the Bruins have now won 8 games in a row. Game 2 in the best-of-7 series is Wednesday night in Boston. Some news from the NBA. The Cleveland Cavaliers announced yesterday that team majority owner Dan Gilbert suffered a stroke on Sunday, but is, quote, awake, responsive, and resting comfortably. The Detroit News reported Sunday that Gilbert had been hospitalized after suffering symptoms that are associated with a stroke. Quicken Loans CEO Jay Farner confirmed in a statement that Gilbert, quote, received immediate medical attention, but Farner did not divulge additional details regarding Gilbert's health. Gilbert has served as the Cavaliers' majority owner since 2005. In baseball news, former Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner passed away on Monday at the age of 69. Buckner was an All-Star and a Golden Glove winner who played in the major leagues for 22 years, but he's most known for an error in the 1986 World Series. The Red Sox were a strike away from beating the Mets in Game 6 of the 86 World Series when Buckner let a bouncing ground ball pass through his legs and into right field. The Mets went on to win that game and then win the series in Game 7. And Red Sox fans would never allow Buckner to live that error down. Buckner's family released a statement yesterday saying, quote, after battling the disease of Lewy body dementia, Bill Buckner passed away early the morning of May 27th, surrounded by his family. Bill fought with courage and grit as he did in all things in life. Our hearts are broken, but we're at peace knowing that he's in the arms of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yesterday morning, the NCAA revealed the teams that will compete in this year's NCAA baseball tournament. 31 teams earned an automatic bid to the regionals by winning their respective conferences. 33 teams were chosen at large, and the SEC leads the way with an all-time tournament tying 10 teams selected. Vanderbilt was named the number 2 overall seed in the regionals after they won this weekend's SEC tournament. Georgia is the number 4 overall seed. Arkansas is number 5. Mississippi State number 6. Ole Miss number 12. And LSU number 13. Each of those teams will host the regionals beginning later this week. Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas A&M were also chosen as at-large bids to the tournament. The double elimination regional tournaments begin this Friday. In the major leagues yesterday, the Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 5-4, snapping the Twins' 6-game winning streak. The Yankees beat the Padres 5-2. Cody Bellinger hit his 19th home run of the year, leading the LA Dodgers past the New York Mets 9-5. Miami beat Washington 3-2. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati split a doubleheader. Colorado beat Arizona 4-3 in extra innings. Boston got the win over Cleveland 12-5. Oakland won their 10th game in a row, 8-5 over the LA Angels. Seattle snapped a 6-game losing streak with a 6-2 win over Texas. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 8-3, and Baltimore beat Detroit 5-3. It's 7:51 now on FM Talk 106. 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Make sure you check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And should we point out, too, what a better day to go check out Butch Cassidy's than National Hamburger Day. Go see Roy and the crew here and celebrate the tastiest way possible. Get you a Butch Burger.
Get the award-winning, soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger today.
Right. Good stuff. And also, speaking of nappies, remember, we're up for, I think, 5 different categories in the media section of the nappies. We sure appreciate y'all nominating us. Follow through with the votes over at votenappies.com, and we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still wrapping up an accident off of Spring Hill Avenue and North Ann Street. Older one waiting for the wreckers at Moffett Road and Wilkins Road. A little bit of delay now as you're traveling across the Bayway. Westbound lanes backing up from the causeway and heading into the tunnel, but no new wrecks in the roadways. This Saturday night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, the U.S. Traveling Modified Series will be there. Also the Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, and Stingers Saturday night at Deep South Speedway. Loxley exit and 4 miles north on the left. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Yeah, and on this National Hamburger Day, favorite burger toppings, as a survey of 1,000 Americans, is cheese. Okay, they didn't even include condiments here, but cheese. 66% like American cheese, 65% cheddar, 43% Swiss, 40% are by people that like the pepper jack, and 31% like provolone. So there you go. Top it with whatever, but enjoy your burger today. 7:54, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, for parents with children with epilepsy, a pediatric epilepsy drug containing cannabis has just been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is now permitted on flights. The Transportation Security Administration has recently updated their guidance to passengers as to what can and cannot be brought on board, quote, to avoid confusion as to whether families can travel with this drug. TSA immediately updated TSA.gov once we became aware of the issue. The agency says that there are forms of medical marijuana that can be brought on board or placed in checked luggage. The TSA screening process is focused, they say, though, on primarily your security and on threat. So TSA agents don't specifically search for marijuana, but if any illegal substance is discovered during security screening, the TSA will refer the matter to law enforcement officers. They're just reminding families to keep in mind that since this rule is so new and agency officers have been briefed, there may be some agents who don't recognize the FDA-approved version. So make sure you have the appropriate forms and documents with you. And for more information, go to TSA.gov. This is bound to be a talker this morning, especially after many of you are coming off an extended weekend due to Memorial Day. Burnout. Do you have it from your long hours at your job? Well, if you do, be sure to tell your doctor about it, as burnout is now a legitimate medical diagnosis, as according to the International Classification of Diseases. Burnout now appears in the ICD-11's section on problems related to employment or unemployment. According to the handbook, doctors can diagnose someone with burnout if they meet the following symptoms: exhaustion or energy depletion, increased mental distance from your job. Is there a lot of negativity or cynicism related to your job? And what about if you have reduced professional effects at work? Before making the call, though, the document says doctors should first rule out adjustment disorder as well as anxiety and mood disorders. And the diagnosis is limited to work environments and should not be applied to other life situations. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, so what? So I get diagnosed with burnout after 26 straight years in the radio business, and then you get disability? I mean, I'm sort of trying to figure out.
Just give you a burnout card.
You get a burnout card. Does that mean you get medical marijuana?
Good question.
You get, so basically, I don't know. I don't know what, just because they have classified it as a condition here, that doesn't mean.
I think legally when you're diagnosed with burnout, you can just show your children when you get home the burnout card.
And yes.
You don't have to do anything for them the rest of the night.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be something. Say, I'd like to play Legos right now, but I'm burned out.
Sorry, burned out.
Burned out. But, yeah, they said they will prescribe treatments that insurance companies should cover. If it's a named condition, insurance companies would cover this. You know what the treatment would be, I would imagine? Get to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, get to go, just get away from it for a few days.
A trip to Bali or
yes.
Bali, I should say. Somewhere.
I want to go stay. Stay where the dang, they've got the, my brother and sister-in-law went like last year and showed the pictures. Like, it looked like from the front of a Condé Nast Traveler where you, the huts that are out over the water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why that's cool. I got a camp up in the Delta that's on pilings. It's nowhere near as cool as look at those places where you hop out and jump in the water.
Just get ready. Insurance will pay for it.
That's right. Burnout. All right. Hour number 3 of Mobile Morning's on the way next.